This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Sound Gallery. Brown. Ghetto Gospel. We're talking about topics that's going around all over the country. My city to your city. Eric Garner, I Can't Breathe. Michael Brown.
Sandra Bland.
12-year-old Tamir Rice.
7-year-old Ayanna Stanley Jones.
Yes, man. Tyron Lewis.
Kendra Chapman.
Yvette Smith.
Maria Carey.
From my city to your city, the same thing is going down. We must not be deceived. Kendra Johnson.
Oscar Grant.
And the list goes on and on, and it'll continue to go on. Tomorrow, the next day, if we don't stand and fight, sis, won't you tell everybody what you was telling me the other day? It's like,
as I'm sitting here watching the news, I started feeling all sad and blue. So I sat there singing the blues, that I gotta stop watching the news. There's children crying. Now that's another lie. They've been lying so long, it's like a sweet, sweet lullaby. Gotta wake up, wake up. Martin didn't want us all to sleep, to keep on dreaming. Sitting here watching the news.
Been on to keep it real to ending from the beginning. That's ghetto gospel deep within. That's just how I creep it in. Can't be complacent, all the lies releasing. Just don't keep it
no,
in.
Don't keep it
damn,
in.
It's getting too much harder to pretend. Man-made reverend telling us to fight a sin.
Damn.
No wonder we don't ever win. But stand up, we can't forever be irrelevant. No. God's gift is heaven sent. Life, freedom, inequality. It's like the best of it. Now tell me, can you get with this? Go lift your fist with this. One had a dream that all is.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. WTAN, Tan Talk Revolutionary Road, man. It's good. It's good to be here. I see a good face on here. I see Deja in the building. I see Adrian in the building.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy, Crown Dion, in the building. And hey, you know, like we like to say, you don't have a long time. We got some important issues. We don't have a lot of time. Now, what's up, Adrian? How you doing?
Man, I'm cooling, man. I'm cooling.
Oh, man. He's so extra cool. He can't even really, like, be heard right now. Yeah, you got to speak up a little bit because we do got some people, like, listening to him on Facebook. But anyway, yeah, man, it's a beautiful day. Revolutionary Road, Crown Dion. Got Adrian Sneed, the one and only on the building. And hey, we're gonna talk about it. You can join us at 727-341. I meant to say 441-3000. Or you can join us on Revolutionary Road all the time, WTAN, Tan Talk Radio, and as it stands. So what we got in the news? What's the topic? Lo and behold, I look on the radio this morning and it's hard to figure out what's going on in the nation. I even as the song opened up, it talks about, you know, the news bringing nothing but blues and nothing but stuff that it normally we don't look forward to bring. We look forward to actually bring some good cheer. We want to look on the news and hopefully we'll see, for a lot of people, hey, when they gonna cut the next stimulus? or when they gonna do this, or when they gonna do that. But they looking for something good, you know what I mean? When the news gonna bring us something good, Adrian? I mean, like, really? And so, lo and behold, what do we have, Facebook? Every time you see on the news, it's a tragedy, or possibly another vaccine booster, or another sex law being passed, or this another or that. Missile. What was that?
Another missile.
Yes, man, another missile. You know, and hey, you know, that thing getting more serious and more serious. So I look on TV this morning, and I see a black guy. He opens up in the mall. Shooting in the mall. That's important. I mean, first of all, it don't matter what color, but I say that to say, it seems like the message is clear. And these things are happening in certain communities. And I know one thing I'm glad about you joining, Adrian, is and Deja are always the same as far as looking up some stuff and just being, but I know you do a lot of reading and keeping your ear in tune to things. So that's good because you're not asleep. This guy knew that he shot 14, he opened up in the mall shooting, 14 people got injured. I don't know how many got shot, so I don't want nobody tearing me up. 14 got injured in an open mall shooting. This guy went home immediately on house arrest. Right? You know, Democrats.
You got home?
Yeah. He went home while people was in the hospital, like the next day. Like he wasn't even in jail for a few hours. And so, like, I'm just saying, like, when we got those type of issues, the mental health issues that we got in America already, you know, and then they're making laws to where they are saying poor people, they're trying to say poor people, but most of these poor people end up randomly being black. And so
randomly.
Right. For some reason. And so it's like, if they telling you, you can do it and get away with it, what's going to stop you from taking advantage of it? I mean, at some point, like, really, if you're struggling, Adrian, let me ask you that. As a man that may have seen struggle and may have not, I don't know. But if somebody tell you right now, because we are trying to pacify the Democrat Party, and if you are black or Latino, Spanish, or classified as poor, you can commit any crime right now, as long as you don't, it's not a sexual crime, first of all. Ain't that funny how they tell you you don't commit a sexual crime, but they want to do it? You know, we can do it by law, but you don't do it. All right? So as long as it's not a sexual crime or you don't murder anybody, you can do that and get away with anything. Matter of fact, one guy robbed the bank 3 times in 2 weeks. So how you feel about that? What would you do if you had a family to feed and you was on dire straits? Would you do it? What would you do?
And you saying as far as taking advantage of the law?
Yeah, as far as taking advantage of that law, would you feel, I mean, like, would you do it?
I mean, if we're connecting it to that other story you just told me about 14 people getting hurt, I will not do it.
Okay.
Physically, you understand? But at the same time, the government ain't never did nothing for us, so why not? Why not take advantage of that?
Right.
It's like, it definitely, if I'm trying to feed my own and got to get, I mean, some got to give and the government ain't giving. So I'm going to give y'all the tools y'all gave me. I'm going to repeat and re-rinse what y'all did already.
Repeat and rinse. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm learning from the government at this point. I'm just doing what I seen y'all do to everybody else.
Right. And I think at some point that pacification could come back to, I mean, as it stands, I mean, like I said, you know, this guy opened fire in a mall. You know, it's not like he went in somebody's house and took a personal vendetta against them. He just went off. Oh yeah, he just went bananas. And like I said, 14 people, you know, what is get classified as what they call injured. But, you know,
that's different.
How can that happen and this guy go home? I mean, like, Order. Before, you know, people even get out of the hospital. Ooh. Like, that's crazy.
Right. Yeah, that's completely nuts.
Yeah, that's completely
that
nuts.
That should never be able to happen in any... I don't care what country you're living in.
Right. I mean,
in America, we're supposed to be the best. So,
right.
There's no way that's supposed to happen at all.
Right.
Like, I don't agree with it taking advantage of the law in that way.
Right.
But there's certain ways I feel like just as black folk. Yeah.
Right. And like, it really is. It's I mean, I think even when you say people are taking advantage of it, they're going to. I mean, it's almost like ludicrous not to. Especially when the situations are set. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's right.
Right.
I'm saying you have politicians that are actually setting the temperature on purpose. Because a lot of times, the more crime they can convince you is in your neighborhood, the more dangerous they can convince you the climate really is. And what does that more than robberies, rampant open crimes like that? When they can set the tone and make it a volatile environment like that, then what does that tell those taxpayers or those people that are sitting home in fear? When they say we need more police, when they say we need more of this and more of that, they ready to pass it because they've seen people take advantage of laws like no bail laws. And like I said, this is the USA. Right. This is not America. Right. That's indeed. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Let me ask you this: the war on gender. I mean, it's a clear war on gender right now, and I definitely expect, if I can get some input from a mother, it would be great. I got a pet owner on here. He's not a father, but he's an uncle. I mean, dedicated uncle. I mean, a good uncle. And that goes for something, because you know what? It's brothers like that and sisters who are not natural mothers at this point, who don't necessarily have to actually do some of the things that they do. And so when they do go out of their way and do it, it's extra, and it should be looked at as that. And you know, so kudos and shout out to all of those brothers, such as yourself, Adrian.
Now, yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Yes. Having said that, let me ask you a question.
Shout out to them too.
At any time, how many nieces do you have?
At this point in time.
I mean, you could give me a rough estimate. That way you don't have to, do too much.
Well, okay. I got multiple sisters.
All right. So
I got about eight nieces.
Okay, all right. That's a good round though. Mm-hmm. All right, eight. All right. How many nephews? Quick roundabout figure. How many nephews possible?
Five.
Maybe, all right. So about five nephews.
Six,
And now I want to ask you something. Now don't get upset. Why did you classify eight people as nieces and eight as nephews? What's your definition of a niece right now?
My definition of a niece right now?
Yes.
Okay, before I give this definition.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait, I need Deja to help me. What's this Thursday? Oh, my gosh. Are you some kin to Ketanji? Ketanji Brown?
Just before I get his answer, I got to say, the definition of my niece will change as their ages progress. So right now, considering their age range, I don't even think they, like... Yeah, so they are boys and girls to me right now. My boys are my nephews, nieces are my girls. So, hey, when they get older, that'll be a talk for them. And when I start to see, that's a talk for them. But
Right, right. That's fair.
This is in that fuse.
That's fair. I appreciate that acknowledgement. You see, all right, everybody, you're listening to WTAN Revolutionary Road. If you listen to this podcast, you listen to Crown Dion, Unapologetically Revolutionary. And I am unapologetic about having my nephew, Adrian Sneed, on tonight.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Outspoken, Adrian Sneed. And man, like, yes, that was, what? That was like, you got to be quicker than that. I thought I had you. And boy, you pulled the commercial on y'all. You gotta be quicker. So I ain't had
too
you.
Much fluid with you.
I'm talking
too
about much you, fluid you, man. You got on your Michael Jackson shoes. You move on. That was smooth. Until my left me almost speechless. Till I said the emoji from Deja that gave me a chance to laugh at all. But that was pretty smooth. All right, so I gotta rethink that one and go back to the drawing board politically. Correct. Yes. That's how you stay politically correct. And so, wow. Man, that was pretty smooth, Adrian. So, all right. We can
get into it now.
You did come to the conclusion that right now, your nieces are classified as girls, and your nephews would be classified as boys.
Boys. Right. Not men and women, boys
right,
and
boys. Right. All right, and so I saw. Now, all right. I didn't really know. We're coming up at the bottom of the hour, 10:30, right? But not quite. And so, I guess this is safe to go ahead and start, because that might give us some thought time.
Mm-hmm.
During the song. So anyway, I see this guy. Well, first, let me change that, because I don't want to insult nobody. And so I see this person from Botched. It's called #Botched. And it was on a show called Do Not Cancel Me. Don't cancel me. Not do not cancel me, but don't cancel me.
Oh, man.
Right. And take the, you know, #botched. So that kind of tells you something. And I think this person went by Raji, but I'm not sure. But he was transgender. And it was on Fuse TV. I woke up like 5 o'clock in the morning and there it was. But I am convinced. Look, it was one of the moments where you just know God meant for you to see this. If it was, ooh, if you was bold enough to talk about it or willing to talk about it. This man actually said, the host whose name was Amara La Negra, in case anybody want to look him up, they had their Twitter handle, Amara La Negra, don't cancel me. In case anybody, we on WTAN Tantalk Radio, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM. Crowned on Unapologetically Revolutionary and Revolutionary Road. We're talking about Don't Cancel Me, Amara La Negra, having a guest on from #botched, Rajay possibly. And this person said, the question was, how did they feel first about teaching children the curiosity of gender change and gender education, sex education, starting at the age of 6, which is outrageous.
6?
Oh yeah, that's the age. 6. I mean that's crazy. And so that's bad in itself. If you didn't know about, you know, obviously I know you know about this war that Ron DeSantis is in for trying to fight that law. But in Florida, he did fight it, but a lot of other states, kids are being brainwashed. As a matter of fact, New York is trying to woo Florida parents. A lot of people that moved to Florida, New York is trying to woo them back using that law, basically saying, hey, we will blind your kids. We will teach your kids. We are allowing sex and gender education in New York. Move back. they're using that to as the way a way to woo parents back to New York, saying we are actually teaching gender education in New York. That's not something that strangers should be teaching. Nobody.
They're using it for financial gain and for the economy.
They're using it for financial gain. They're using it for economy, but they're also using it, not really, to be honest. They are basically saying, and it's important. They are saying Florida is behind. They are saying Ron DeSantis got it wrong. And if you're in Florida and you're sick of Ron DeSantis and his BS, you can move to New York, where we have teachers that are willing to teach your child that your young son does not have to be a son, and where your daughter does not have to be a daughter. We have that in New York, willing and ready, and we have a governor who has it in place. We have mayors that support it. We have a teachers union that support it. We have Disney that support it. And man, you have no reason to be in Florida anymore. They're behind. That's what those billboards are saying. It has nothing to do with money. It is a way to say Florida is behind. Florida is sleep. Let us indoctrinate your child. Let us show you the future of what we think the world should be. That's what they're saying. Yeah.
I can't lie. The last time I think because I never heard it not like this. It's up in the history books, and it was the North versus the South kind of thing. And are we seeing the start? What's happening? Like, that's the last time what's happening right here? Because that's crazy right there. Florida ain't up to date.
Huh?
I'm like, what they saying? Florida ain't it? Florida ain't up to date?
Yeah.
We the North. New York, we saying. Is.
Right.
The last time I could think of something like that is.
Right. I mean, that's essentially.
I mean, I might have to look into it a little bit more, but I ain't hear nothing like that in a little minute.
Well, all you got to do is, they call it Don't Say Gay Bill, but the bill has nothing about gay in it. That's just their way.
Well, of course not. Oh,
right. Deja said online, born and assigned at birth. You hear that? And that's serious. That's a mother saying that, first of all. Mm-hmm. Born and assigned at birth. I mean, I'm just some guy, you know, I'm gonna assume that this statement says born and assigned at birth. You are kind of born with male genitalia or female parts. And that's, I don't tell, no matter what color you are, no matter what background you come from, no matter what part of life or civilization you come from, that has not changed. And another thing, let me see. Born and assigned at birth, but changing labels more than Amazon packages. Oh my God.
She snapped.
Right. Not mine. Down with the mouse. The mouse would be meaning Mickey Mouse. And having said that, as you would understand, if you don't, Adrian, you say you don't know a lot. You're not familiar with a lot of this stuff right now. So I'll just tell you that Disney World is co-signing this. And so when the mother says, not mine, down with the mouse, she's talking about the millions of people that are throwing their mouses, their Mickey Mouse shorts, their Minnie Mouse clocks, and all of the Mickey Mouse paraphernalia, Disney World paraphernalia, in the trash where it belongs. Because you really got to read about it, because it's something that can help protect your nieces, your nephews, and one day maybe your future child. At this rate, to be honest, the way the government is going, it could protect Bella one day, because these politicians are putting all of their sick stuff in the air, and soon they're gonna make a way for, hey, that dog, if that dog, that dog or cat wanted to have, you know, I mean, it could get crazy. It could get crazy. And who could say, I mean, who could say that guy was not feeling like a dog that day? I mean, like, really? I mean, who are you to say he was not a dog? Right? All right. It's time to revolutionary, unapologetic, revolutionary. We're going to take a break. It's so good to see you on here, be on here with you. As I like to segue with my song, See You Alive. And Matt, give it to us at WTAN, man. And if you're listening to anything, make sure it's WTAN, Dan Talk, WTAN, and Dan Talk Radio.
Keep thinking about it, man. Sometimes you just gotta be grateful for life. Grateful for life.
Thank you, mama.
Love you, mama. Look back at things and so many making. People talking about whether you non-vaxxed or vaccinated or whether you this or that or Democrat, criminalized or whether you immigrant, naturalized citizen. Talk about it. Whether you are Christian, Muslim, Jew,
Hebrew Israelite,
all of those divisive things, man. Sometimes it's just good to see a person alive. I woke up and I just can't believe it's a lot of folks that ain't breathing. It's a lot of folk here just like me, like such and such still crying, or such and such just died, or such and such about the Democrats or Republicans still lying. But here we are with life, virus free with no Omicron. And I pray for those that pray for me on a day fast or Ramadan. Now it's time to put it in the rear view, no mirror for the clear view. So many folk talking hopeless, turn the music up, I can't hear you. I swear the bombs in Gilead, lost my brother and my dad, then a couple folk went before that, then a whole lot more after that. Now here we y'all in the aftermath. Footsteps, I appreciate it. Love all my family and my people, whether non-vaxxed or the vaccinated. Some still say it's all fabricated. Other folks like, no, but we know for sure when God's all love with a black fist. And I'm thanking God for the small things coming every day that I live.
God has given us another day. I would rather see you this way.
No lie.
my man. That's it. See you live. And so, wow. Oh, man. Oh, man. I just saw some devastating news. Golden State down 5 points. Woo. Ah, they need me. They need me. I got to get to the game. But anyway, it's nothing more important than speaking to the people. It's Crown Down Revolutionary Road. I see Cali Trump in the building, Skeddy Black Boy. Appreciate it. You know you can come on anytime. Anyway, so I was talking about this Amara La Negra, Don't Cancel Me. And on that show, they had us boxed. And so they asked the man about how he felt about the education process. And I had to bring that back because I never really got into really what I was, the real meat of the conversation. The guy said that it was important. And this was a transgender. He said it was important that they start trying to pass this law with school because it's best to stop the testosterone early. I mean, what? I couldn't believe that. And it seemed like this would be a person that knows what he's talking about. And so he said it's important to stop the testosterone early. How else can you stop it early? I mean, what's the process of stopping it early? Getting to them at an early age and telling them they could be a girl if they're a boy, and telling them that if they're a boy, they can be a girl. If they're telling kids at the age of 6 that they can change their gender, that's an issue. That's a problem. And all parents need to be aware of that. We're talking about 6-year-olds. We're not talking about grown people. Okay, say again. Who said this? Okay. This was on a show called Botched. The show was not called Botched. The show was called Don't Cancel Me. The host is Amara La Negra, N-E-G-R-A. And I think the person that said it is named Rajay, R-A-J-E. And he had hashtag botched by his name. He said that you had to stop. It was important to stop the male testosterone early. It's better for them. You know, it's better, easier to reverse the course because once it grows, I guess it gets stronger. I don't know. I'm not in that field, but for a man, as a transgender man that has had it done, I kind of think he knows what he's talking about. And then when you think about the laws that have been passed in more than probably 37 states in the nation, teaching children that they can change their gender at the age of 6. I mean, first of all, why should any parent allow another person? I mean, like, we're not talking about, you know, parents opening up this conversation to their children. We're talking about, you know, Mr. Frank and, Mr. John. People you don't even know. I mean, you know them if you got enough sense to go to. I would suggest that every parent right now not take it as a joke and definitely start going down to your teacher parents association, if they even do that anymore. Because with the war that they started putting out on even parents, you're lucky if you can even go down and actually challenge what your child is learning. But having said that, it's a good idea to at least know your teachers, because if you're not in Florida, like I said, I know I say this before, but it gets crazy and crazy every time. I mean, all this time I've been saying to myself, why the hell, you know, excuse me, WTAN, but I think hell is safe. And so why the heck would it be legal? Why would anybody? I mean, I've been saying this, like, it puzzles me. Why would they think it's right to start teaching children this at an early age? And I've been saying this goes, they want to stop the natural process from taking place, which is true. I wasn't wrong on that. Oh, they want to stop kids from learning how things are naturally, which is true, right? Marcus, my brother, right? I mean, as Adrian just was on here, and if anybody was watching, we remember he gave the best politically correct answer ever. But he gave a great answer. He said, right now, my nieces are classified as girls and my nephews are classified as boys. What that means in the future, he doesn't know. And that's a conversation to be had. That's what he said, because he understands the climate of things. And so it's like, what person in their same mind is saying, I'm a stranger and I got some DOE. I got some education in the DOE. You know, I learned math. I'm trained to teach your child some math, some history, some social studies, some language arts. I can teach your child to spell. At what point do I feel I should be able to tell your child that her part can be a boy part and his part can be changed into a girl part? And even if it's not changed, we could work on getting it changed, and you should start thinking that way right now. At what point should this be something a man or woman should be able to teach at a schoolhouse? I don't know. And they say, I mean, this is the point. I mean, what's that guy named who made a song, This Is America? This is America. My friend Deja says, right, my Mexican female chihuahua identifies as a male pit bull. You know what? I think a lot of them do. I've been wondering. I mean, because they got the biggest hearts and they bark as big as any male pit bull. So now I know. And that goes right along with feeling free, being free to be who you are in America at any given time. And to be honest, if you're a grown man or woman, at this point, it's like, so what? You know, they say if you can't beat it, join it. I don't agree with that, but it's no sense in complaining about something you can't change either. But at the point when the system, I'm talking about the system, the same system that systematically gave us the Bible is now systematically telling us that, come on, man, don't make me get too deep on this thing. Systematically, they're not saying let your kids learn in life and let your kid wonder. They're not saying let adults make adult decisions. They are saying we need Disney World to help us. And by the way, they are. They are saying we know you train your child as a beautiful daughter or a handsome young man, a handsome son. A little boy with broad shoulders who could grow up to be a great man one day. A little girl with beautiful long hair who can grow up to be a great woman someday. And the schoolhouse is saying that they should be able to tell them differently. And I just want to know this. Are they telling them that they will not be able to give natural birth or give natural birth after some of these decisions are made? Are they telling them the type of sacrifice Ah, man, we ain't gonna come on. We ain't gonna do that. We won't do that. We won't talk about that. It's Crown Dion. I'm unapologetically revolutionary. And I'm just talking about a statement and a question and answer that I heard from the host, Amarle Negra. I didn't say the name differently three times. So, but the host in itself. So that doesn't take away from the question. And the question was, how did you feel about this gender education and the gender change going on in school? And why was it important to happen or to make this change and start attacking kids at an early age? And the answer was because it would stop the testosterone at an early age, and that was important to do. When you see the rules that are changing and see the things that are taking place at the hands of the government, with the okay of the school system, the teachers union and all that, that should concern you. And then, even also very importantly, there's a war against charter schools. So that also plays into that factor. So be aware, be on point, find out in your community, in your city, in your country, county, what they are doing to hurt charter schools, what they are doing to shut down the possibilities of more charter schools, and what they are doing to make sure your child stays into a public school system that is intent on either dumbing them down, keeping them dumb. Well, I shouldn't say keeping them dumb, but I should say doing things that keeps them behind. And if you're paying attention, you understand that our children, now that the school systems are back open, and if you are in a Democratic city, or if you are in a city that has a Democratic school system or a mayor or a lot of BS going on, then your child is behind, whether you want to admit it or not. The reading grade levels are going to be behind. Math grade level are going to be behind. Education is behind, period. And I can almost guarantee you that's in more poor communities, Black communities, and poor households in general, not just Black, but I want to say poor in general, than it is in any other household, in any other communities. And that is important. And it is not by coincidence. All right. I got about 10 minutes. I got about 10 minutes, man, to just tie together some things. And so we talked about, we talked about some of the things with the war on gender. We talked about some of the things why they felt that it would be important to start attacking gender at an early age and letting kids know that whatever sex your parents told you you were, you did not have to be stuck with it. And you did not have to wait till you were grown to change it. All right. And then they started using Disney to help this belief. And then there's a war on charter schools or private schools to make sure kids stay into this type of public school system and to be under this type of education. Because let's face it, I mean, I don't, you can have a belief, and I don't try to stay asleep, and I don't try to act dumb, and I don't try to tell my eyes they didn't see what I just saw. And I don't try to cover up my ears and say, I ain't hear what I just heard. All right. That's a lot of the problems with some of our people now, especially our Black people. We hear it at night like we ain't hear it. And we see it at night like we ain't see it. We'll see a law and say, oh, that wasn't made for us. And you know directly it was made just for you. And guess what? You go vote for the fool to put it in there. We right like Joe Biden right now. But anyway, we ain't gonna rehash Mr. Crime Bill. And so we see this stuff, we hear it, we say people like Crown Dion, he's a fanatic, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's angry, don't listen to him, whatever. And these people are setting these laws and they, you know, setting it up for your kids right in our faces, setting our children up for failure right in our faces. Don't forget that Walgreens is fighting a million. Did I say million? I meant billion-dollar lawsuit for also putting drugs in our communities, you know, especially in the state of Florida. And it's important to know that CVS already copped out or settled. CVS settled. CVS said, "Nah, we know we wrong." You know, and it's not just CVS, other smaller drug dealers, but CVS is one of the drug dealers that say, "We were wrong, we made billions, and we're willing to pay the $434 million. Whatever, almost $440 million based on how many billions we probably made. I don't know how much they made, but I'm sure if they paid out $434 million, then they made billions of dollars off of poor people. And by pushing heroin, heroin waste drugs in our neighborhoods. And so that's a lawsuit that's going on. So if you got kids in the community, and you keep looking at your child, whether black or white, you keep saying, "What's wrong with him? Oh, what's wrong with him?" And these weren't just drugs. These are real pharmaceuticals. These are prescription drugs. And so if you're looking at your child and you're wondering what's wrong with him, you might need to find out about some of these lawsuits that some of these people got, some of these people are facing. And then, more than anything, put Walgreens in that same category as you put Walt Disney. It's something, and I'm gonna help you remember: Wall for Walgreens, Wall for Walt Disney. Walt Disney is down with training your child and saying that your child can change their gender at an early age, the age of 6. And Walgreens is fighting a lawsuit where they got heroin laced prescription pills all throughout Florida, and they're fighting it. CVS and other drug companies already paid out. So if they already paid out, that lets you know they're guilty and they made billions. If they paid out all half a billion, then they made a lot of billions off the poor communities of Florida. And so that's nothing to sleep on. And that's nothing to, and then the other thing, like my mother asked me when we talked about it, who's getting this money? You know, somebody got paid $434 million by CVS for copping out, for saying we're guilty. Who getting it? I know a lot of mothers and fathers that look at their child and say, "I believe my child got drugged by some of these people because he or she crazy." And but guess what? But they can't get no help for their child craziness. And so let's look at this. And then guess what else? See, I could talk about this stuff for days and people will look at me like I'm crazy. You know why? Because we sleep. We wait on them people who have billion-dollar agendas to tell us something for our benefit. And guess what they got for you? Nothing. They ain't got nothing for you but the same old garbage that's got us where we at in the first place. Praying to the same system that got us where we are right now. And so for some people, if you pray to a system, then you know what I'm talking about. But if you pray to God, then you might look at that statement a little different. And so I wanted to bring up another thing about Walt Disney. Walt Disney is buying all kinds of land right now, and they are building housing. All right? Pay attention, WTAN, 1340 AM. And 106.1 FM, this is your boy Crown Dion. I got about 5 minutes. And as I say, I'm kind of summing everything up. All right. So we talked about the teachers union. We talked about gender change. We talked about the law in Florida. And thank God for Ron DeSantis and woke governors that are saying no to all of this stuff about teaching children gender change as early as the age of 6. That's ridiculous. And parents should be appalled. And so now, we know that Disney World is backing it. So Disney World is basically saying, "We agree and we think that teachers should be able to teach your child that they can change their sex. Now, look into this. Don't just take my word for it. Always look into it. Disney World is also buying all kinds of land right here in Florida and probably also in California. I'm not sure. But they're buying it on Disney property. And we know Disney almost. So, I mean, you might as well call Orlando Disney. They own so much property. By the way, Disney is not, you know, so much of Orlando as much as it is of Kissimmee. So I want to say that. But it owns a lot of land. They're buying up a lot of land and they're building housing. They're calling it affordable housing for poor people. The same people that they want to tell, we can change their gender. You can be a little boy or a little girl. And by the way, let's pay attention to the states that are saying, let's not put a date or a cap on marriage. You can marry at any time. Pay attention to all of these different things that are going wrong in the nation. Stop looking at your state or city or the place where you sit and reside and say, it don't affect me, so I don't give a darn. Stop saying that because it will soon affect you. Stop saying, since it's not my family, I don't give a darn. I don't care. Because guess what? Each one teach one, touch all. The things that are affecting people across there will soon affect you. Yeah, man. Walt Disney World buying up all type of property. And they're saying it's for the poor community. They're saying it's for poor housing. And at the same time, they're down with so many other things. This will be another way to indoctrinate your children, to indoctrinate poor immigrants who they're inviting into the nation for free, probably at the tune of $2,000 a day, almost more than state, some cities have. Pay attention, especially my poor people, especially my Black poor people who refused and didn't want to be vaccinated. Because by the time we wake up out of a funk that, and out of a condition and an atmosphere that was, the temperature is being set. It's being set by some of these political BS. And by the time you wake up, you're going to realize you way behind. And when I say you, that essentially means we. Individually, a lot of people can do good, but we, the people, have to be a unit. This is Crown Dion, unapologetically revolutionary. Yes, indeed, man. God is good. Find out what's going on in your city. Find out what's going on at your children's school. Find out what they are learning. And they might appall you with some of the stuff that they tell you. But if you don't ask them nothing, they ain't going to think nothing wrong with it. Because guess what? The teacher's teaching is BS. So, I mean, I thank God for my sister because she says she talked to her kids and they tell her some of the craziest things. So,
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.